Bill, how difficult is the first year when you have, you're new, the players are new, the system's new? Is the defense maybe the biggest question on this football team, and how difficult is that?
I think we all, offense, defense, and special teams, have the same challenge of newness in that not only are we working with the players for the first time that we haven't worked with, as a staff, we're working with each other that we haven't coached with. So there is a growing period, and we had a great offseason, and you could really feel that we grew in and very excited about the men we're working with and the communication between all the position coaches and the players and the players' interaction and the players' ability to pick up really what we were teaching. The offseason is as much of an evaluation of players' coachability as it is anything, you know, because we are in shorts every day. There's not physical contact that you have in football. So the fact that we've learned how to communicate to each other, how to take our coaching, what we are looking for, it's a learning curve that we're going through, and I have every time I've been the first year in the system.
Where would your biggest question be on either personnel or something about the defense to, listen, this is the way it's got to be, and this is my biggest question. Where would that be?
I think it's an overall.
Well, you're 3-4, so is the linebacker a question? I mean, cornerbacks are cornerbacks, safeties are safeties, but, you know, with the 3-4, the defensive line and the linebackers.
Well, right now, the premise is the wide 9-4-3 that they were in, moving toward a 3-4. Now, we still have to prove through the pads in the offseason that we can get to that. If we can't get to it because of the personnel skill set, then we'll stop short of it, and it'll be a little bit different than the 3-4 that you'd primarily like to play. So the padded practices are going to help us tell. Like the defensive line and the linebackers, the main guys that you have to evaluate is if they can play the 3-4. With the pads, you can't run evaluate, you can't pass rush evaluate in shorts. Now that the pads are on, we will see the skill set of the defensive lineman playing some of the techniques we're asking them to play. We will see the technique of the outside backers if they can or cannot do things from a two-point stance when the pads are on, when the contact happens. Shorts is different.
Have you been able to tell anything from the OTAs how Trent Cole can fit into a new role?
I know this about Trent Cole. He's been all in, and he's got a very, very good skill set, wide-ranging skill set. He's been impressive in dropping back in coverage. He's very, very good. Everyone in Philadelphia knows how good he is at going forward and how physical he is. So you round it out, and really the offseason was great for those guys that were trying to transition, because we dropped them almost everything we did with them is how to move backwards, because we know they're great coming forward. Now we round their skill set out, put it all together in training camp, and we'll see where we're at.
Okay, Brandon, let me just get one more. Brandon Graham is another guy in that situation. What you've seen from him?
I've been very impressed with Brandon. And Brandon also, now when Brandon came out, I remember evaluating him and saying, boy, that'd be a great 3-4 outside backer. But he could go either way, and it's like a lot of guys that are drafted out of college, if it's a 4-3 or a 3-4, their fate is kind of tied to it. They either have to gain weight and become bigger to be an end, or lose a little and be a little bit lighter to drop back. So it's interesting to see all these players over the years that are drafted in that kind of a tweener spot coming out of college because of their height-weight combination, which way they go. And then, you know, they've got to learn that skill set. And I thought Brandon was one that could go either way. So I was excited when I got here and knew that Brandon was here, because he's a very good pass rusher.
Talked about scheming around personnel, and with Graham, Cole, and Connor Farwin, you know, it seemed like those are three of your best 11. But is there a way to get those three on the field at the same time?
I think there's always a way to get your best 11 on the field. And the thing about best 11 is it's not, there are so many different situations that come up and offensive personnel groupings that challenge you. Your best 11 sometimes are different in one situation than they are in another. For instance, a heavy run, you may have a better 11 in a different group of 11 than when they're all four wide receivers on the field and you're trying to defend more of the passing attack. And so I think the best 11, there's always a way to get your best 11 for the situation on the field by different personnel packages, and that's what we plan to do.
Some of the defensive linemen have talked about showing them some film of the Steelers and kind of what they do. What were you trying to accomplish with that, or what were some of the messages you wanted them to learn from?
Well, not only the Steelers, there's been other teams. There's different techniques. We don't have the ability to say, here's last year's Philadelphia Eagles doing our techniques. So over the years, we've had different techniques, and if you want to teach a technique, the best way is to show somebody doing it correctly. Well, we don't have any padded film of that. So we use other teams in the league to play similar techniques. And, you know, I've got a heavy background in Steelers, and a couple coaches do, so we just chose to use some of those.
How important is it to kind of, like, fit your scheme around the players you have as opposed to the other way, like fitting your players around the scheme, you know what I mean?
I think the greatest the coaches I study in the NFL that have the most success, exactly what they do is use their talent. And the thing you always – and the biggest challenge in the NFL, you have such a long season, and you know injuries are coming. And it's who your injuries are. If your star players that really make your scheme what it is get hurt and are out for the season, you've got to adjust what you're doing to the skill set of the guys that are now stepping in. And I think if you try to just stay and let's say you have an outside rusher or defensive tackle that's just killing everybody and all the offenses have to adjust to him and he goes down and that next guy in is near the thing, well, the offense is now going to change kind of how they're – you've got to get it out of somebody else now and it may be at a different spot. So sometimes that means adjusting your scheme. And almost everybody's multiple. Every defense kind of says, okay, we're starting from a 4-3 premise or starting from a 3-4 premise. But they will move in and out of – or move toward each other, if that makes any sense, based on personnel.
Yeah.
So it is personnel-driven. It has to be. I think everybody does. I think Coach Belichick may be the best at it. He switches 4-3, 3-4 from year to year, but he does that off of his. If you look at the history since he's been there, there's been times where 4-3 has been dominant, and he does it all. He's very multiple. And I think a lot of guys do it.
How much did you throw out everything from last year, or do you kind of look at what some guys did just for how do you kind of
well, it's a completely new playbook and communicate everything that none of the elements of last year, but we all use some of the same coverage. There's only so many coverages and fronts, so some of that is in place, but it's a completely new playbook. And yeah, we don't use any of that.
As far as the players, do you kind of like throw out everything that they did last year, or is part of your evaluation looking at last year?
No, absolutely. We look at last year. I tell you what, I'm very impressed with. Now, it wasn't everybody, but there are elements of guys in a very negative situation running and competing and playing to the end, fighting and scratching to the end. That tells you a lot in the evaluation process of who those men are. And those are the guys that we kept around, and we wanted to be part of it because they, in a very bad situation, were running and playing as hard as they could to the very end. And so there's a lot of evaluation that you can take from last year, and it was impressive in a bad, hard, difficult year.
Anybody in particular shine like that you?
Well, a lot of the guys that are still here. I mean, I'm telling you, the guys that are here and in the front seven, and the guys that, again, we look very hard at all that. And that's, there's no one in particular, but it kind of goes without saying, the guys that are out there in Eagles uniforms right now, we thought highly of.
Is it safe to say then the guys who aren't here were guys that you didn't really see?
No, it's not safe to say that because there were so many. Everybody had their own little factor in, but I won't talk about who's not here, but the guys that are here, we really did like the way they handled it. And I'm not saying that the guys that weren't here. I'm not, because there are so many different reasons, from contracts to, I mean, there's so much involved. But the guys that are here, we were impressed with.
Bill, I apologize if you've been through this already, but I was wondering how Trent is making the adjustment.
He's doing a great job, and I think the biggest thing starts with Trent. You know, he came in, and his attitude and his mindset and the energy he brings every day to trying to learn a new skill set is really why it will be successful. And we're still going to let Trent do what Trent does best the most amount of times, but his open-mindedness and the attitude that he's brought to it is going to help it succeed. It really will.
How tough is that for a guy in his ninth season who's always done the same thing?
I think it's very hard, but it's a tribute to Trent and his attitude and the way he's choosing to look at it as a way to, you know, they were all very frustrated. Trent did not have the sacks of the season he wanted in the wide 9-4-3, which you think he would.
Yeah.
And I think he's very open and receptive to some of the ways we're going to use him and how we're going to get him back to that place that he was.
He seems invigorated by trying something new.
Yes, yeah. I think he is. Sometimes that's great in the ninth year
right. In
the league. A little new, a new challenge, because you guys all rise to the challenge. He's a prideful man, and he's going to rise to the challenge. He will. Trent won't fail.
How is Brandon taken to that spot?
He's another one that's done a great job with his attitude. Again, it's the attitude you bring to it. But even when Brandon was coming out, I remember looking at him, and boy, he could probably be either or. He'd probably be a good 3-4 outside backer, or in a 4-3, he could be a pass rusher, because he has that set. He played inside backer a little bit way back in his career, so he really is a rounded skill set. Now, when the guys get drafted out of college, if they get drafted to those tweeners, if they get drafted to a 4-3, well, they got to gain a little weight and go play that. If they got to get drafted, they got to lose a little. So it's I'm anxious to see him in pads. And again, the evaluation in pads with Brandon so far has been outstanding. We'll just see where it continues to go in that direction.